Okay, today's Daf Yud Aleph, and we got the words Hechi Avida, but the Korbanet takes those words out because it's asking the following question: if someone's Shahat Kedeishta Chavaya, as we said, he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when he'd be Chayv. So it became Tam in the Beis HaMikdash, importantly, and he stayed for that period, that's when he'd be Chayv. So the Gemara now says, well, Al Eze Mehem Bit Chayv. What is he Chayv for? Al HaRishona or Al HaAchrona? So he stayed and then left. Is he Chayv for the staying part? Or the staying part is within the window in which he was meant to leave. And therefore, since he passed that window, he's now chayev for staying even on his way out. Sorry, not even on his, I should, he's chayev on his way out because it's past the window of which he was meant to leave. That's the question. Was the chayev first for the beginning part or the end part? Staying or they're leaving? So Chayvaya Amri will say simply Allah Chrona, because he had that window that was allowed to be there, which is a time to leave. And when he was staying, that was in that window. However, Amar lo Rav Yossi, no, oh, he's a few gears of changes, obviously, as we're going along, sorry. Omrim lo, we say to him, what are you talking about? The guy's in the Beis HaMikdash now. He stayed too long. He stayed Ishtach HaVayah. And we're going to be telling him to leave. Omrim lo tse, v'teimar al gears of change achrona, and you want to say you're chayvim for that? Ela nan kaimim, he's chayv al arishona. In other words, okay, he's been there too long, and now we're telling you must leave. If you're saying you're chayiv now, or we're still telling you must leave. At that point, saying you've got to leave now, you can be chayiv on the leaving part? No, because he's meant to be leaving. So therefore, the chiyuv must be for staying, the initial part where he wasn't leaving. That's when the chiyuv part is. Okay, just said there. Now the Gemara says, Tama Tanina, hotzio kafe tamachta. So if you know, the Kohen Gadol went to the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, and went the second time he went in to retrieve the kaf and the machta, which he burned the incense inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So what happens if he went in, took one out, and then went in again to get the other out? So that was a mistake, right? So what's he chayev for? Once again, al ezeh mechayev, al rishona that seemed to be mistaken, or al achrona, which was the second one, because allowed to go in once. Same type of questioning. So the Gemara says, chavrei, the time he thought that was, it was al achrona, because he was allowed to go in the first time, and it was the second time he's chayev. How the Amar Labriosi, what are you talking about? You gotta tell the Kohen Gadol to go in and take the machta, for example, the second time. Amar lo ikanes, v'tu enegin say he's chayev, may achrona. Ela, it must be that he's chayev for the first one for doing it incomplete. That's where the chiyuv is generated. Ela kanan gemba arishona. Yafe. Okay, the Gemara says, shtir, what's the shir of ishtachayev? So if you remember, the shir, if someone becomes tamid, the basic midrash when he would be chayev, is if he is there for the time it takes to bow. The question is, what is that time? Marana says, Shir Ishtachavayah is Eser Amot, 10 Amot. What's 10 Amot? That's a distance. All the time it takes to walk 10 Amot. Fine. So Gemara says, well, Heichi Avida, let's explain. Hayah Ba'arukah Asara B'Ktsara. Sorry, Hayah Ba'arukah Isrim. So from where he's walking to get out, one way, the longer way would be 20 Amot, and the shorter way, for example, is 10 Amot. Heilech Chamesh, and he ends up walking 5. In Azil Bada, now he's at, let's call it important, the reverse is at a crossroad, if you like. If he goes to the left, for example, it would be 5. In Azil Bada, if he goes that way, it'll be 10. Okay? So, also not 10, it'll be 15. So, in other words, 10 one way, 20 the other. It seemed to have a common path to go both routes. He's going both routes, it takes 5. At that point, now there's 5 one way, 15 the other. And he takes the longer path, since the differential is 10, ki ha'ishta chavaya, that's when you're chayev. That's the point. So what the Korban Eidah says, if, however, the differential at that point was, say, 9, then the extension wouldn't be k'deishta chavaya, and then you wouldn't be chayev. That's the point. Fine, because you're allowed to work the first 10. Now, what's interesting here is, according to this Perush, again, the Mefarshim we'll explain this very, very differently. The Askel explains like the Chazon Ish, that he walked one way and walked back the other way. But I'm going to, again, we'll stick to the Korban Eidah. But even fitting with this is, why is it that it talked about, oh, he walked 5? From the outset, you know the difference between the short and the long way is 10. Why does it say he walked 5? And then it was if you like, a cross-grown one, from that point he's 5, another one's 15. So the way the Ritbaz explains it, he says that if it was from the outset, two different directions, for example, then why should it be chayev the second person for 20? Because the second route 20. Because the first route anyway, he walked kadesh dachavaya. So you're going to say because other person walked so other direction I should say was kadesh lost two hishtachavayot. It doesn't make sense. He was allowed to walk Kadesh Tachavaya for one, so why should it be Chayav the second? So that's why it gives an example as follows, that it was walking one way, five, like, sorry, there were both directions, it was walking the five. Now it's at a crossroad. The reason what we're saying is because to go the shorter way would be five, which is less than Kadesh Tachavaya from that point. And the other way is 15, which is more than Kadesh Tachavaya, or eight, which is 10 more than it. 10 more than the five of the other direction, that's why it's chayev. So we're trying to show that from that point onwards, one is less in Kadesh Tachavaya and another one is more, and that's why you're chayev for going the longer way. That's the way the kind of Ritbaz explains it. But in a nutshell, just for simplicity, the Korban just simply says that in order to be chayev for going the longer way, it has to be Kadesh Tachavaya longer than the shorter way, which is 10 amot. Okay? For simplicity. Now, the Gemara says there's another opinion. Rabbi Yossi lolam ela ad shtia aktsara. Change the gerusa esrim. The difference has to be the short and long way has to be 20. So heichavida how so? Haitav arocha 30. So the long way was 30. The short way was 10. Arocha 30 v'ktsara 10. Helichem she walked 5. In azil bedak, if he walks the shorter way from that point in time, then it'll be five to get to the end. In Azibedah, if you go to the longer way, it'll be Esrim V'chamesh, it'll be 25. And therefore, the differential is 20, as we just said, and therefore, that's that he understands, according to this opinion, the difference between the two to be Chayiv is 20, not 10. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Ad Kama Hi Hishtachavaya. How much, if you like, is this distance of, or what is this Kadesh Tachavaya? Now, it seems to be a repetition of the same question. The Pnei Moshe says, no, we're talking about, before we're talking about how long, like standing still, another one is talking about actually bowing. Because if you remember the Mishnah, we said, you chay for either actually bowing or the time it takes to bow. Okay, so it seems to be that Pnei Moshe is explaining, it seems to be two different shiurim. That's why Rabbi Simon says, B'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Ad kidei shilat shalom ben ala v'charo, which is the time to take the bow is to greet the person to greet his friend. And Amrav Huna, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ad kidei shilat shalom. The time it takes to say to shilat shalom between Talmid l'Rav, for a Talmid to his Rebbe, which is more respectful, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Which is very strange, this the perush we have here. I'll tell you why it's strange. And the Shraya Korba points it out, is that we said Kadesh Tachavaya is 10 amot. Distance it takes all 10 amot. To greet a friend or greet a Rebbe is significantly shorter than that. So therefore, Shaira Korban says, it doesn't like, what's happening? So therefore, this is in the middle, I'm reading the Shaira Korban here. This is in the middle of the whole Dimur Macha, where he brings all these kashas. Says, Ela Ika, the Girsa in Yerushalmi is like we have in Yoma. In other words, Kamash Yerush, it's completely different, not what we're saying here. Reb Simon says, B'shem Rabbi Shai ben Levi, Ad Kerei Vichru V'apayim Arza Ala Ritz Bav Yishtachavu. This is part of a Pasuk. Reb Al says, Mosif, you keep on going, V'od Odesh Kitov, which is the end of the Pasuk, V'yichru'u. And Rav Manas, Mosif, Ad Kilom Chastor, which is even longer period of time. Now that makes sense. Now we're talking about reading words in a Pasuk, or Pasukim, that could be the distance it takes to walk down Amor. Okay? Uma Tikra, look how beautiful this is. And the person who's copying out Yerushalmi, he saw the Rishalmi in Nazir, Perek Misha Amar, and says, Kama Yekidei Dibur, how long is it that what the Shear of Kidei Dibur, which was relevant there in Nesach Nazir? And then also has Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shab and Levi, but there it says, Kidei Shilat Shalom Ben Anna Amar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Ad Vechula Vechula. Since there's just strong similarities between those two sugyot, but Tarbeo, and both of them start with Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Yamran. Therefore, Tamatik, the person who was like copying it out, you're writing it out, Hiflami, he switched it. The Chenika, which is very interesting. So he's ending with the Sugya. He's not talking about Kadesh Shalom, Shalom. Rather, he aligns it with the length of actually what bowing is, the time duration connected to Sukkim, as we see in Masechta Yoma, which I found kind of fascinating.
When you say bowing, you mean prostration?
Right, usually Ishtachavaya usually is like Bishut Yadayv Raglayim, like completely lying down. Kriya, I think, is usually on your knees and things like that, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Now, this is a halacha daled. So just to explain, if you remember last year, and I didn't really explain it well enough, we saw that the Mishnah ended with talking about Tumah Mikdash HaKadoshav, that the person, if he becomes Tameh, he has to leave the quickest way. That's like, He says, "Zu mitzvah ase she b'mikdash ein chavim aleha." This is the mitzvah that you're not chayav, that the Beit Din aren't chayav to bring korban olah v'yored. So just to explain now, just explain more detail. I neglected to do so last year. In Horayot, it says that if again, this is paralem davar shetzibur. This is where the Beit Din rule in error regarding a issue that's punctured with karet. Importantly, it says al mitzvah ase en lo taseh. So mitzvah ase en lo taseh can be chayav, and they make a mistake regarding that detail, and most of the tzibur follow it. Then they have to bring the special paralem davar shetzibur, the special par. However, when it comes to Tumat Mikdash v'Kadashav, you're not chayav. Okay? And the reason is because, and we'll see actually, the Gemara addresses it now, because it's only for, and the source of which we're going to see soon, it's only for that which you'll be, that a regular person will chayav and you're chayav having olah v'yored. Okay? And what we said is that Lo Taseh is clear what it is, you're not allowed to go to the Mikdash. Another one is the Aseh, you've got to leave in the quickest route. So the question is now, okay, Benida, where there's Isu, there's, we know what the Isu lo taseh, where the Beit Din would be chayv if they made a mistake regarding, but what's a mitzvah ase by Nida? So zu mitzvah ase she benida shechayvim aleya, which is similar, if you like, to what we saw in the Mikdash, is Hayam Meshamesh in Torah. Let's say someone's having a relationship with a woman who is Torah, his wife. And Va'amra, and she says to him, oh no, in the middle of this Tashmish, she says, Nitmeiti, I became Tamam and Nida. She had the Aragash, she felt, she understood. If he's perish miyad, if he pulls out immediately while the ever is still kasher, he gets some savhana and he's chayav. So what's he meant? What's he meant to do? He's meant to actually stay put until the ever is met, until it's no longer stimulated, and then he's meant to exit there. Then, okay, that's by nida what he's meant to be doing. So that's the mitzvah aseh, meaning instruction what he should be doing in that context. And if Beit Din make a mistake regarding that, they teach wrong, and Rav HaTzibur follow it, that's when they'd be chayev a korban a paralem davar shetzibur. Okay, so that's mitzvah aseh shebeneda, lo taseh and aseh shebeneda. But the Gemara doesn't get too occupied now with this case of nida. It's more interested in discussing the Tumat Mikdash v'Kadashav. It says Kana Amar. Now, efshar shelo aita b'yadia now, you efshar, but efshar shelo aita b'tchila b'yadia basof. So what this is explaining is as follows. I'll just show you the Korban Eidah. It says, Hachi pirusho, hatam t'nan in chavim a'aseh v'lo taseh b'mikdash, like I explained, ve'en mevina acham talui al aseh v'lo taseh shem b'mikdash. So in aseh v'lo taseh b'mikdash, there are two dinim apply. One is this paralem davar shetzibur, meaning the Beit Din wouldn't bring a Korban for that, and also the inyan of bring this acham talui. So Gemara says, "Amar kana my time. What's the reason of my nitin? V'imishum dolo chayva Torah korban al tumah mikdash elim ken yesh b'yediyah betchila v'sof ve'elim ben time. If it's because you're only chayev b'yediyah in the beginning, in the end, elim ben time. Hagam kan also here. You know, what's the reason why? It doesn't say which case it is. What's the reason why we're some reason excluding tumah mikdash v'kadashav? Is it because you can't have this yediyah beginning in yediyah of helem ben time, hagam kan? It's also possible in our case you could also have that even by tumah mikdash v'kadashah. Now the question is which case is it talking about? So that's why the Gemara says heitiv Rav Shmuel bar Abu Dimi kamei Ramanav. You can amorim. You can amorim. He says, what are you talking about? You can't have that. Now again, important to understand. The Korban Eidah says heichan shuhu makshir. In other words, Rav Shimon hevin. He understood the kashrus on the reisha, which is that the paralem davar shetzibur doesn't apply to tumat mikdash v'kadashav, because again, and because he's saying, oh, you could have yediyah beginning and yediyah end and helem ben time. He says, but that's ridiculous. You can't have that for paralem davar shetzibur. Shanhatam she'ein beit din chayvim al atzav v'losav mikdash. Lachen heshiv zeh. This is we're talking about. If shabara, it's impossible for that din. Shanichnas b'tumah al yedei horatan. Someone who's going to the Beis Hamikdash based on the hora'ah of Beit Din, that's not considered helem. So that's why it's irrelevant to talk about this paralem davar shetzibur related to this inyan of tumah mikdash v'kadashav, meaning yediyah beginning, yediyah at the end. That's what his kasha is. Inami bein shiavi korbanon lashayach klal helem b'taim, and or Beit Din is chayev. There's no helem associated with that helem b'taim. In other words. But also, ma'ase hu de'ikah helem v'lo b'mora. In other words, it's doing a ma'ase b'helem and not the teaching, and this relates to the teaching. Appears to be ikara. In other words, this is a flow. The Gemara is trying to understand is why we're excluding that Mishnah a case of this korban ola v'yoreh. Now, it's important to understand there's two cases in that Mishnah. One is that it doesn't apply to davar shetzipur, it doesn't apply for the korban beit din. Another one is asham taloi. So what happens is Kana comes and brings the kasha. He says, I'm thinking the reason why we're excluding it is because in our case, you can't have yadir beginning yadir mehen ben time. But you can, he says. So the Reb Shmuel says, what do you mean you can? You can't! It doesn't relate to the Korban Beit Din. You can't have yadir basof beginning and the end and have that time. But that whole concept is irrelevant to the case of Parlin Davashet Zibur. So he answers back and says, no, my kasha was on the Beit Din, my kasha was in the other case, not on the Morim, it says, but rather it says, I'm talking about the case of Asham Talui. In other words, why can't we have an Asham Talui for someone who went to the Mikdash? How so? The commentator explains inside that, for example, someone knew it was Tameh, forgot, and when he discovered, when he learned about it, we remembered, he only remembered Besafek. He says, I'm not sure. So that could be a classic case of Asham Talui, no? He should bring an Asham Talui until he realizes that, yes, I was originally Tameh. And then he would actually bring the proper korban ole v'yoreh. So it's you can have a possibility to be a dia basov yom time that's relevant to if you like Asham Talui. So why are we excluding Asham Talui? That's his question from our case of this Tumek Mikdash v'Kadoshav. So the Gemara says Maichadun. So then why is it indeed excluded? And the answer is as follows: Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Mitzvot, meaning the gzeirah shav of the term mitzvot. Mitzvot discussing the korban asham and sham taloi that is, and also the pasuk related to a korban chatat. Okay, commentator says in kol adat yisrael yishkuv ne'elam davar. Oh, one second, not there. So I'll just show you here. It says ne'ema v'asham taloi v'asham mitzvot Hashem lo tasena v'ne'ema parlem davar shetzibur as well echad mikol mitzvot Hashem lo tasena. So here, he writes the part the element of Tzibur. Ma mitzvah ro betzibur, just a mitzvah davka chatat kavua, di yalef asham. It has to be specifically for a chatat kavua. Or inami de lo shaykh bebeit in korban tuma mikdash vada kav kana mara reshum alayel. Or simply because it's not relevant to it. Af asham taluy as well, we've connected to that, she'enu ela chatat pa kavua. In other words, the way the korban on Eden says, we're connecting the asham taluy to this parallel of Tzibur. Just as part of is only relevant for a chatat kavua. In other words, something is punishable with karet, that if the person violated b'shogeg, he would bring a korban chatat. That's the category. Those are the mitzvot that relate to this mesech tohoriyot, this parallel of Tzibur. We've connected that also to the asham taluy, that one only brings an asham taluy for an aver, if they're b'shogeg, they will bring a chatat vaday. And in our situation, in our case, he doesn't bring an asham vaday, sorry, he doesn't bring a korban chatat. He brings a korban olev yored. Goes up and down. So I said asham vaday. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say, in other words, you're only chayev in a situation with Bishogi to bring a proper chatat and not one of these olev yored. I think I've misspoke something in the middle. Okay, let's continue. This is Nahalacha. So this to appreciate the pasuk itself talks about a sheretz before it says ne'elam, because it says o nivlat sheretz tameh ve'ne'elam imeno. So he understands that what was forgotten, the fact that it was tameh sheretz, that's when you're chayav. Al helem sheretz u'chayav ve'enu chayav helem mikdash, and he's not chayav for the fact that he forgot that it was a beis mikdash. So for example, what this means is that you only chayav a korban ole'arved. It's not shtayim shen arba. It's really in shtay, meaning he forgot he was tameh specifically. It sounds like tameh sheretz, and then entered the Beis Hamikdash, or then ate from a korban. However, if he knew it was tameh and then forgot that this was a korban, or forgot that this was a Beis Hamikdash and entered, then he wouldn't be chayv this korban olev yored. Rabbi Kiva says menelam imenu v'hu tameh, meaning once again he learns from the past of menelam imenu v'hu tameh, the fact that it was tameh. He says al helam tumo, once again, that it's because if he forgets it was tameh and then into the base mitzvah is a korban who chayav enu chayav al helem mikdash, but not chayav al helem mikdash. Meaning just that he knew a tamer and then into the base mikdash, or as we explained that he ate from the korban. Rabbi Yishmael says v'nilam imenu v'nilam imenu shtei pamim. It says namenu twice. The two from psukim. This is what have we learned before. Lechayav al helem tuma va'al helem mikdash. So it's chayav whether he forgets he was tamer and entered, and or whether he renew with tamer and then forgot this is area that you're not entered the base of mikdash and entered in that space. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Chizkiya amar machloket benehem. There's actually a machloket between the two shittot. Now, machloket is related to what we saw before, meaning how refined does your diya have to be of tumah according to Rebbe Elazar? Since he says, because it says hasheretz, it's a pasuk really before, it says ve'ne'elam, sheretz means you have to know exactly how he became tameh, what form of tumah, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, he just has to know his tameh and then forgets. Okay, that's machloka benehem. And Rebbe Yochanan says, no, mashmo dorshim benehem. No, it's just how they're learning from the psukim. So the mashmo dorshim, I'll just show you here what would mean. Rabbi Yalef she'enu chayv al hele mikdash, he learns that you're not chayv on hele mikdash from miyatura de or benivlat sheretz, meaning he learns it from dafka, focusing on the sheretz and not hele mikdash. He learns it from differently in the Psukim. In other words, they're both learning according to the second way of understanding that this is Shita Rabbi Yochanan when he says Mashmo Darshin. They're really saying the same thing. There's no substantive machlokah between them. It's just where they're learning it from. It's just Helam Tuma and not Helam Mikdash. Whereas, very importantly, Chizkiya says a machlokah. There's actually a machlok. There's a significance to the debate. Rabbi Akiva, who mentions this learned from Sheretz, really has to know exactly how he became Tameh. Okay, Gemara says, "Itani tani al helam tuma chayav va'al al helam mikdash, v'itani tani al helam sheretz chayav v'lo al helam mikdash." Well, that makes a lot of sense because one is shitat Reb Eliezer and the other one would be shitat Reb Akiva. Now, machlavat shitat Reb Eliezer. Now we've got to steal with the opinion of Reb Eliezer. Why? Tamana umeh afilu ad yada. Now, what's that referring to? The commentator says as follows: Tama b'mishnah. This is Mishnah in Kritot. It says chelev and notar in front of him. You've got chelev, in fats, and notar part of our korban that was left over. He eats one of them b'shogeg, meaning he made a mistake, right? He doesn't know which one he ate. So two type of bin relationships in the house. Rebbe Elazar says, Eliezer says in that situation he would bring a korban chatat, because why? He definitely violated something b'shogeg that was punishable with karet normally. If he did it b'mezid, serving as a korban, even though he doesn't know which prohibition it was. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua's potter, as Avraham Allah says, mima nafshach. In other words, chelav achal chayev, notar achal chayev, Shabbat chilal chayev, Yom Kippur chilal chayev, ishtoni da baal chayev, achto baal chayev. It doesn't make a difference. Because it says you should know until, in other words, he brings a chatat on that which he sinned. You have to know what he sinned, exactly what exact violation he violated. We see that Rabbi Lazar is Mechayev, given the man of Shachayev. In our situation, now Mishnah, no, we've just said, according to the way Chizkiya explained the machloket, he says, unless he knows, we just said in our Mishnah, unless the idea at the beginning of Ohelim was exactly what type of tumat sheretz, then he wouldn't be chayev. Whereas when it comes to a chatat, he just says, no, I was chayev, I violated so it's karet b'shogeg. He doesn't know which aveira. So that's a stira between the Shita of Eliezer. Marana says as follows. Taman, he says, is different. Asher chata ba means mikol makom. Now, it's used to change. You got ad shiodaba. The commentator changes all this quite a bit. Now, asher chata ba, that which he sinned, means yes, anything. Meaning, hachi b'chatam chatat kavu aktiv, meaning by a normal chatat, it says, o adav chata asher chata ba, ve'evi, it's a min korban. Dashin hachi asher chata, chata meaning he just sinned. Okay, afilu chet kolshu, whatever sin, asher chata. He's not medayik on the word ba. Importantly, you'll see why not later, because ba sounds to me needs to be very specific. That's how Rabbi Yeshua understands. We'll get to that soon. But it says asher chata ba. However, ve'in yodeza is a chet, afilu hachi brings a korban. However, in our situation, hacha it says v'hu tameh, meaning in korban olah v'yoredes, v'hi is tameh, meaning exactly how he was tamer in the beginning. So the psukim that Torah discusses the korban chatat and avirah are different. Whereas Amrav Chanina v'chal leiktiba, once again olav yored, it also says ba v'hachav korban olav yored lo ktiv ba, doesn't say ba haktiv ba sheit ma ba, and the Gemara will explain later on what he does with the ba. So it seems to be we have to interject a little bit with Shitah Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Tamanu Omer v'hu tameh." Now again, gives a change of the korban later. Who tameh? Mikol makom, meaning who tameh in your avirah, it doesn't matter how he became tameh. He doesn't even know. Avahacha, it says asher chatah ba. That's exactly the source of Rabbi Yeshua. Because makom chatah has chatah ba, you have to know that word ba means it has to be very refined and very specific. He has to know exactly how he became tameh in order to be chayav a korban chatat. So the Gemara says, Umam Hakem Rav Eliezer, what does he do with ba? No, that's ba is to pratli mitasek. Mitasek is means he was dealing with the devar heter. Korban Eder says, ubali adon, some sort of history came about by the by. It was completely unintended. For example, it says, kagon shenikaven lachtach tanush. He was trying to cut things that were detached on Shabbos, and he had to cut something that was mechubar and it was over by like not completely unintended. Something was connected to the ground and over on kotzer on Shabbos. Nikavel or he was in, he thought he had some relationship with his wife. Imomita some, I don't know, physical miracle happened of some sort, but a forbidden person in between. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but the point is he was mitasek. He was engaging with something with mutar, and somehow by the by it ended up a issue was committed. The kotzer is much easier to understand. What would be chayev if he thought it was, or he thought it was chol and it was really yontev? That's what would be chayev. Fine. Now, in other words, let's go through it again. We have a pasuk asher when it comes to chatat asher chata. He understands asher chata ba. Rabbi Shua says you have to have a specific refined understanding. Whereas, for to be chayev a chatat, Rabbi Eliezer says no. Asher chata means chata mekom makam ba. It's just a part of the case of mitasek. Whereas when it comes to the Korban Olah v'Yored, well, v'hu tameh, they understand it differently. Rabbi Eliezer says, v'hu tameh means he has to know specifically extra who ayat tameh, exactly. Whereas Rabbi Yerusha understands v'hu tameh to be having the opposite connotation, probably in contrast to what we saw by Korban Chatat. In this sense, since it doesn't say ba, it just says v'hu tameh means mikol makom, however, but as long as he was just knew his tummy doesn't have such a refined understanding. Okay. With that, we say, Hadran Perek Yediat. Let's just begin the Mishnah. With that, we'll stop this year. Now, Shvuot Shtaim Shein Arba. Finally, we've put Tumah and Tara aside. Now we're dealing with the body of the Masechta, which is the case of Shvuot. What's a Shtaim Shein Arba? Shvuot Shachal V'Shelo Achal. Made a Shvuot that he, Sheochel, sorry, that he's going to eat, V'Shvuot Shelo Ochel. Or Shvuot that he's not going to eat. That's Lahaba. Or shvua she'achalti v'shelo achalti, or it makes a shvua I did eat, or I didn't eat something. So that's lara lativ. That's again positive negative going forward, and shem arba is the two in the past. I did or didn't eat. Okay, shvua she'lo ochel. But what happens if he makes a shvua not to eat a particular item, and or so not to eat, and it says va'achal and he eats even a small amount, chayv would be chayv. Divrei Akiva. Now, that's strange because Amalar Bekiva Heicha Ochel Kol Shu Chayev. Normally, an Isur Achila in the Torah is always the minimum. Really, is a Kazait. When do you see a Kol Shu, a little, a tiny, tiniest amount, you'd be Chayev. So now you're saying they've got a new Shir for Shvuah. It says Amalahem Echa Mitzvah Ba'Adeh Umevi Korban Shazemeda Baramivik Korban. What are you talking about? The whole concept of Shvuah is a Chiddush. So if it's a Chiddush, then you can be Chayev for Kol Shu. I'll just read the Korban Eder. He says, Bishvil bitul dibro. When do you see that someone, despite going against what he said he was going to do or not going to do, would be chayev? Okay. V'kemet shem bitul dibro. Simply by going against his word, it's not iskav korban. So to hear, since all the chiddush is generated by what's called bitul dibur, his dibur was dato was even the smallest amount. So it's not creating like a heftzat isur or something. No, it's just the chiyuv is generated is by going against his words. So it depends whatever his intentions, his words are. I don't need a shiur for that, even a kosher. That's Rabbi Akiva. And we'll pick it up next shiur. Right, have a good chance.